ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Makis is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael Bendit Ben Yehuda Aryeh.
Makis Daf Dalin. The Gemara says, V'amar Rav Yehuda Marav Chavis Melei Amayim Shenoflo Liyam HaGadol HaToivol Shom Loi Also Loi Tvila Chayshinon L'Shloi Sholugin Shloi Yehu B'Makai Mechad. If you have a barrel filled with water that fell into the Yam HaGadol, someone that's Toivol over there, the Tvila doesn't work because we're afraid that maybe there were three lugin in one place. V'dafka liyam agadol dekoy v'kayma, avol nara ba'almoloi. This is only by the yam agadol, which is stationary, but a regular river which flows, you don't have this problem. Says Rashi, loy also loy tefila, shema kol mayim shehoyu b'chavis oimdim yachad, v'shema bo zeh roishoy v'rubay b'mayim she'uvin, v'zeh echad min ha'poislin es ha'truma. Rashi says the problem is because maybe he came with his head and most of his body into the Mayim Shuvim, and this is one of the things that passel a person from Truma. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that there were Yudches Dovar, that they were Goyzer Bay Bayoim, and one of them was that Habar Roshay V'Rubay B'Mayim Shuvim passels Truma. The Gemara explains the reason, because people were being toivel in the Mei Ma'arais that were Mechunasin Usruchin, the waters in the caves were smelly waters, and afterwards they would put on themselves Mayim Shuvim to clean themselves off. Hischilu Vasom Kva, and people started making that a Kva, and they started saying, Loi Eilu Mitarin, Ele Eilu Mitarin, that it's not the Mei Ma'arais that's Mitaher, it's the Mayim Shuvim, which is, of course, not mitaher, because the Torah says, Achmayo nuvar mikvei mayim, mayim shuvim is not kosher for tevila. So therefore they said that someone that's ba roishay v'rubay b'mayim shuvim, he passels truma. This way people would know that they need to be toivel in the mei ma'arais. So it comes out from Rashi that in the etzem tevila, there's nothing wrong. He was nitar from his original tuma d'oraisa. Just that mitzad acher, he's nifsal from eating truma because of a gzeira of ba roishay v'rubay b'mayim shuvim. The Ritva is already bothered with Rashi that lefizeh, the lashon of the Gemara of loy also loy tefila, is shver, because really the tefila did help to be mitar him from his tuma d'oraisa. Just that he has a new soul for truma because of Barai Shevrube B'mayim Shuvim. Mirtz Hashem, in the Hemshech of the Shir, we will get back to that. But what's even more shver with Rashi is that Tosis and the other Rishonim are bothered with is that what happened to the fact that there's a Hashok over here, which is Mevatel from the Mayim, the psul of Shuvim. We know there's a concept of Hashok. If you have Mayim Temeim, water that's Tomei, you can touch that Mayim Temeim to the Mei Mikvah, and that's Mitaher, the Mayim. So Tosis is bothered that the same way Hashoka helps to make them like Mechubarim, to be Mitaher them from their Tuma, so too, when it comes to the Psul Shuvim, the fact that the Mayim Shuvim are Mechubar to the Mikvah makes them kosher for tefillah. The Rishonim over here, the Ritva and Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Rosh in Perek Meruba Simen Gimel, say that the whole din of the psul of Mayim Shuvim is only as long as you don't yet have 40 saw in the mikvah. If you have Gimel Lugin Mayim Shuvim, that were nis'ariv in the mayim of the mikveh before you have memsah, then it passels. But once you have memsah, doesn't matter, even if you're mamali as much mayim shuvim as you want, it's not going to do anything to the mikveh. Once the mayim shuvim becomes mechubarim to a mikveh that's shalem, it's not going to do anything to the mikveh. So what's Rashi saying over here, that you have a problem of Mayim Shuvim? And what's even more shver is Mineyu Bein Rashi, it's Muchach, that the psul shuvin went off. Because you see, Rashi needs to come up with a new din of bar reishay v'rubay b'mayim shuvin. Why doesn't Rashi say a more basic problem? That if there's mayim shuvim over here, that remains mayim shuvin, then, and we're afraid that he was toivel in it, so then he didn't do a proper tefillah. So then the old tumah should still be here. Forget about a new tumah, baray shev rubay b'mayim shuvim. How does he have a tefillah in the first place? Al karchach, the fact that Rashi says the original tumah does go off, it must be because since the mayim shuvim became mechubarim to the mikveh, so therefore you don't have the psul of mayim shuvim anymore. But yet Rashi still says you have the problem of baray shev rubay b'mayim shuvim, mimanafshach. What's going on over here? So, the Chaves Yoyer in Simen Kuf Yud says, Bedas Rashi, that Rashi holds that Avada concerning the Tvila, the Mayim were Huchsharu Midin Hashaka. But still they have a Torah Shu'uvin on them concerning to Pasul from Truma. For that Hashaka doesn't help, which Avada is Tzarech Bir. If the Hashaka helps to remove the psul of Shuvim as far as the Hechsher Tvila is concerned, then why doesn't the Hashaka help Legabe the problem of Varesha Virubai B'mayim Shuvim? The Stipler in Simen He and Alderach Zerab Shmuel in Ois Kufpei Dalid Kufpei He want to explain Rashi like this. There's a Machloikis HaPoiskim in Yerideya Simen Reish Aleph Sif Nun Beis. What's the halacha when you have Mayim Shu'uvim that were Nis'arev with the mikvah that was Sholem for one rega? And then afterwards, that chibor you don't have anymore. There was a nekev, let's say, between Mayim Shu'uvim and a mikvah Sholem, and through that nekev the waters connected. So the Mayim Shuvim got a Hechsher, but now that Nekev was Nistam. So do we say that those Mayim Shuvim remain forever in their Hechsher? Or do we say that after that Nekev was Nistam, it's Chayzer V'Neir, the Psul of the Mayim Shuvim? We paskin that once there was a Chibor to the Mikvah, the Mayim Shuvim remain with their Hechsher L'Oilam. But the Shach in Sifkat and Kuf Yud Beis brings that Rabbeinu Yeruchim is Mesupik about this halacha. And he says it could be that once it's Nistam the Nekev, so then the Psul of the Shuvim comes back. Zokta Stipler, what do you see from here? You see that they're arguing, what's the Geder HaDvarim in this, that the Mayim Shuvim get a Hechsher once they're Mechuber to the Mikvah? We hold that once the Mayim Shuvim became Neschaber to the Mikvah, it's Mafkia, the Shem Shuvim from the Mayim. They're Oy Shuvim, they're not Shuvim anymore. Now, they became Mayim Mechubarim. So even if it's Nistam the Nekev, so what? They became Oy Shuvim, they're not Shuvim anymore. But Rabbein Yeruchim has a tzad that no, Avada, the Shem Shu'uvim, is still there. Just that Shu'uvim that are neschaber to the mikvah, we say that since they're mechuber to a mikvah, they get a hechsher tefillah al af the fact that they're Shu'uvim. They're still Mayim Shu'uvim. But there's a din that Mayim Shu'uvim that are neschaber to a mikvah get a hechsher. So that's only kol zman they're mechuber to the mikvah. Once it's nistam the nekev, so they're still Mayim Shu'uvim. So therefore, the psul comes back. The Stipler does point out that the tzad of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that the psul comes back, is tzarech bir. Because what's the whole Yesod HaDin that Hashaka helps to remove the Tumah that the Mayim has? It's Mevurim Sachim Lamedalad Amid Beis with Rashi over there, Dibra Maschel Meachog, which the Trumas HaDeshen speaks about in Simen Reish Nun Dalad, that the Yesod HaDin is Midin Zriya. Just like there's a halacha that anything that's mechubar lekarka is not mekabel tumah. So too, if you have chitim that are tumah and you plant them in the ground and they took root, since they became mechubarim, so the tumah is paka. Says Rashi, when you take mayim tumayim and you're mechaber them to the mei mikvah, that is like a zriya. Since the mei mikvah are mechubarim, and you're taking the mayim tumayim and you are connecting them to the mayim mechubarim in the karka, so that's like a zriya. And therefore the tumah goes off. Says the Rosh in Perek Meruba, in Siman Gimel, that the same way with Hashaka, the mayim becomes ruin. Litoher mitumasan hu adin lahatbil bohen. So too, that's why the mayim she'uvim get a hechsher tvila, because since through the zuria they became mechubarim, so that's mafkia the shem she'uvim from the mayim. Meaning, because the gedder of the shem she'uvim is that the mayim are considered tlushin. Since they were drawn through a person, they became tlushin. Mashenkein mei mikvah are mechubarim. Through hashaka, so now the mayim tlushin are now mechubarim, so it's paka from them, the shem tlushin legamri. And the Rosh is going l'shitasai, because the Rosh in Shuvis, in Klal Lamed Aleph Sif Beis, he's the one that holds that once the Mayim Shuvim were Neschabru for 1 second, they're Huchsheru Upaka Shem She'iva Minayu, and now even if you're going to be Soisim the Nekev, it's still going to be Kosher. But the Sheet of Rabbeinu Yeruchim needs a Hesber. If he agrees that Zriya helps to be Mafkia, the Tumah, from the Mayim Tmeim, so why doesn't Zriya help to be Mafkia, the Shem Shuvin, from the water as well? That's a Tzorach Ian in the Hezbar HaDvarim. But Lamaisa, we do have a Rabbeinu Yeruchim that says that the Shem Shuvim is still there, just that since they're Mechuber to the Mei Mikvah, they get a Hechsher. Lefizeh, we can explain what the Chavis Yoyer is saying with Das Rashi. That as far as the Tvila itself is concerned, we say, even if there's Mayim Shuvin here, but since they're Mechubarim to the Yam HaGadol, so they get a Hechsher Tvila. So the original Tumah goes off. But as far as this new gzera of Ba Roshay Verubay B'mayim She'uvim is concerned, that they said that that is one of the Yudches Dovar. That's one of the things that Pasul Truma. And that's because of a gzera that people are going to say Lo Eilu Mitarin El Eilu Mitarin, that they're going to say that the Mayim She'uvim is Mitaher. So that gzera applies to anything that has a Shem She'uvim. L'maisa, the Shem She'uvim is still here. So therefore, you have that gzeira of Abba Reishe Veruvei B'mayim Shuvim is pasuls from Truma. Next inyan. The Mishnah says that if Edom testify that one is chayv to his friend 200 zuz, and they were found to be zoymimin, according to Rav Meir, they get malchus and they pay. Shaloi Hashem ha-mevion lidei makis, mevion lidei tashlumin. Rashi learns that it's not the same pasuk which brings them to the chi of malchus, which is the pasuk that brings them to tashlumin. Malchus comes from loisana, tashlumin comes from kasher zamam. So therefore, Rav Meir holds they get both. The Chachamim argue and they say, no, kol ha-mashalim ein eloike. There's a din of kedei rishosai, mishem risho achas ha-tomechayve, vi-ha-tomechayve, mishem shtei rishoyos. And therefore, they only get one punishment of tashlumin. Why Tashlumen? Rashi brings from the Gemara in Ksubis, because Beferishib Sotayra Edom Zeymen the Tashlumen, the Gemara learns it out over there. The Seif of the Mishnah says that if Edom say, Midonim Ishploini Shuchai Malkus Arboim, and they were found to be Zeymen, according to Rav Meir, they get Shmainim, they get two times Malkus, one for Loisana, one for Kasher Zomam. The Chum say, no, they only get 40. What's the reasoning of the Rabbanan in the Seif over there? You can't say Kedei Rishosai, because it's all one Risha. It's all one type of Chiyuv. It's all Malkus. The Gemara explains at the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis that the Rabbanon hold that Loisana is needed to be the Azhara Leidim Zaymimin. They could only get the Malkus for Kasher Zomam only
by being over on an azhara. What's the azhara? Loisana. So since loisana is needed to be the azhara for kasher zomam, you don't get an additional malchus for loisana. In the reisha, Tosfos explains at the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, the Rabbanon needed to say kedei rishasai because when it comes to a chi of mammon, you don't need azhara. Mammon doesn't need azhara. So you can't say that loisana is needed to be the azhara for the einish of tashlumin of kasher zomam. So over there, the reason why the Rabbanon hold there's no malchus is because of kedei rishasai. Now the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ritvan, Beis Amud Beis, both say that from this Mishnah, you see that the Malkis of Daf Beis Amud Beis is the Pshat, that the Vehitzdiku is Megala, that you get Malkis for the Loisana. Because Rav Meir says, Mefurish, that you get Malkis for Loisana. He says it in the Seifa, Mefurish, because of Loisana, and that's what he means in the Reisha also. Loikinu Mishalmin, the Malkis is for Loisana, the Tashlumin is for Kasher Zomam. And even the Chachamim only disagree because in the Reisha they have Kedei Rishasai and in the Seifa, Loisana is needed to be the Azhara for Edom Zoymimin. But they would also agree that there should be Malkus for Loisana. We don't say Loisana is a Lav Shein by my saying Loikin Olov. That's only if not for Vehitzdiku. Now that I have Vehitzdiku, Vehitzdiku's Megala, that you get Malkus for Loisana. Tosfos on Dalet Amud Beis, Divra Maschel V'Rabbanon, also says the same thing, that Vehitzdiku is Megala, that you get Malkus for Loisana. You also see this in Rashi on Dalet Amud Beis, that Rabbi Yehuda learns out from Maitzi Sheimran, Edom Zoymimin, that Lav Shein by Maisa, Loikin Olov, says Rashi, where by Edom Zoymimin do you see Lav Shein by Maisa, Loikin Olov? From the case of Edei Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. You see, you get Malkus for being over on a Lav, and you see Lav Shein by Maisa, Loikin Olov. Which Lav? The Lav of Loisana. So again, you see that the Malkus is for Loisana, like we said on Dav Beis, that Vehitzdiku is Megala, that you get Malkus for the Loisana. You also see another chiddush in our Mishnah that if not for our Mishnah, you could have said that the Malkus of the Hitzdiku was only said in a case where you can't fulfill the regular Kasher Zomam. For example, by Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, or Golos, where we have Miutim that you can't do Kasher Zomam, over there the Torah said a Malkus from the Hitzdiku. But b'makim that you're able to fulfill the regular kasher zomam, over there the malchus of Hitzdiku wasn't said in the first place. But you see from our Mishnah, not like that. Because in our Mishnah, in the Reisha, there's a kasher zomam of Tashlumin. In the Seifa, there's a kasher zomam of malchus. And still Rav Meir says that in addition to that, there's also a malchus for Loisana. V'Hitzdiku's Megala, you get malchus for Loisana. And like we said, the Rabbanon only disagree because of Kedei Rishasai and the Reisha and the Sefer, because it's needed to be Azhar Leidim Zayman. But they don't say, no, the Malkus of Hitzdiku was only said, B'makayim, that you can't fulfill Kasher Zomam. So you see from our Mishnah that that Malkus is Be'etzem, a Malkus that Shayach any time that there's a Harsha'as Tzadik. Rav Meir holds Lemaisa like that. And the Rabbanon hold that because in the Reisha you have Kedei Rishasai, and in the Seifa the Loisana is needed to be Azhara Leidim Zaymimin, so you don't get that Malkus. The problem is, there's a Ha'ara on Rashi, on Beis Amud Beis, that Rashi teached, what does it mean, V'hoya im bin ha'kais ha'rasha? What's the Lashon? If Bezdin understands that this warrants Malkus, then they should give the Malkus. Says Rashi, it means im hazama zubas malkasi she'eino yochel lekayim ba din hazama gemura kagoyin beidei ben grusha egalos v'pina yashefit v'yiko. Rashi says the im means that if this is a case that warrants malkus because you can't do the regular kasher zomam, so then give the malkus. So it sounds like Rashi's teaching into the pasuk that the malkus was only said in a case where you can't do kasher zomam. L'chayra, from our Mishnah, you see, not like that. This is a ha'ara on Rashi that I heard from Rabbi Asher. Next inyan. The Gemara Namid Beis brings
the brisa that says loisaisiru mimenu ad boikar vanoisim menu ad boikar vanoisim menu ad boikar beish disroifu boakos lite nasei achar loisa sein loimar shein loikan olav. Divir Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that you don't get malchus for noiser because it's a lav shenitik lasei. Rav Yaakov Oimer loimen Hashem uzel mishum dehavle lav shein by maisa v'chol lav shein by maisa ein loikan olav. Rav Yaakov says that's not the reason. The reason is because it's a lav shein by maisa, and you don't get malchus for a lav shein by maisa. Mechlal, the Rav Yehuda saw our lav shein by maisa loikin olav from the fact that Rav Yehuda needed to say that it's nitta class A. Why didn't he say a more basic reason? The lav itself is not doesn't warrant malchus because it's shein by maisa. What do you need to say because it's nitta class A? Vaistoyse Rav Yehuda holds a lav shein by maisa loikin olav. Minole, where does he get this from? Omar ula gomar mi might see shemra ma might see shemra lav shein by maisa loikin olav af kol lav shein by maisa loikin olav. Just like might see shemra as a lav shein by maisa, you get malchus for it. Which lav? The lav of leiselich rochel ba'amecha. It's a lav shein by maisa loikin olav, like the Torah says v'yisru oisai. V'yisru is malchus, and that's a malchus for being over on leiselich rochel ba'amecha, like the Gemara explains in Ksubis Memvav, that leiselich rochel is daz hara for mitzi shemra. So just like mitzi shemra is a lav shein by maisa leiken olav, so too any lav shein by maisa is leiken olav. Frek the Gemara, mala mitzi shemra shekein leiken umeshalim. No, mitzi shemra is a chumra, that it's leiken umeshalim, it's a chi of chamur. So you can't learn out from there to everywhere else, says the Gemara. El amrei shlokish gomar meidim zaymimin. Rabbi Huda learns it out from Adam Zayman. Ma Adam Zayman lav shein by maisa loikin olav. Avko lav shein by maisa loikin olav. And that the Gemara says no, but Adam Zayman has a chumra that it does. They don't need hasra. Every lav for malchus you need hasra. Adam Zayman don't need to be warned. And that the Gemara says maitzi shemra yechiach. And they learn it out from the tzad hashava of maitzi shemra with Adam Zayman the lav shein by maisa loikin olav. Says Rashi. Where by Adam Zaymimin do we see lav shein by maisa loikin olav? Says Rashi, Adam Zaymimin loikin al diburam be'edei ben grusha ben chalutza. Rashi says the mekar is from edei ben grusha ben chalutza. However, the Tosfos Shantz in Baba Kama Ayin Dalet Amud Bey says that the mekar is from a regular case of kasher zomam, where Adam Zaymimin testify on someone that he's chayiv malchus arboim. You give them malchus. So you see, lav shein by maisa loikin olav. What does the Tosfos Shantz mean? Because the Gemara is mavur at the bottom of the Amud that we learn loisana is the azhara for Adam Zayman. How do Adam Zayman get malchus for kasher zomam? You can't give an oinish haguf unless one is over on azhara in the Torah. What's the azhara for Adam Zayman? Loisana, says the Tosfos Shantz. So I see by Adam Zaymimin that testified on someone that he's chayv malchus arbon, you give them malchus, I see, lav shein rei maisa loikin olav. So the question is, why didn't Rashi want to learn like the Tosfos Shantz? Why does Rashi have to come on to Edei ben Grusha ben Chalutza to show lav shein rei maisa loikin olav? Why didn't he just say that the raya is from a regular case of kasher zaman, where they testified on someone that he's chayv malchus arbon? So on that, I heard from Rav Asher a beautiful pshat, that Rashi holds that lav shein by maisa, loikin olav or ain loikin olav, the issue is, do you get malchus for a lav shein by maisa, or do you not get malchus for a lav shein by maisa? If you get some other einish for a lav shein by maisa, okay, maybe you get a different einish, but you don't see that you get malchus for a lav shein by maisa. Rashi holds that from the malchus of kasher zomam, you can't prove from their lav shein by maisa loikin olav, because over there it's not a chi of malchus, it's a chi of kasher zomam. The chi of that they're getting is kasher zomam. It just so happens to be malchus, but that wouldn't be a raya that lav shein by maisa loikin olav. Maybe lav shein by maisa, you get an oinish of kasher zomam. It happens to be that the oinish of kasher zomam is malchus. But it's not a chi of malchus. It's a chi of kasher zomam. And even if you say, like Rabbi Chonon Tisoy that we mentioned earlier, that the gedder of the chi of Adam Zayman is that they take over his chi of, and his chi of was malchus, good. But it's a malchus midin kasher zomam. That's still not a raya that Adam Zayman can have stam a chi of malchus. Over here, their chiyuv is kasher zomam. Kasher zomam says that they take over his chiyuv malchus. But the etzem chiyuv is a chiyuv of kasher zomam. That wouldn't be a raya that lav shein by maisa loiken alav. Therefore, Rashi needs to say that the raya is from the Eidei ben Grusha ben Chalutza. Because over there, for being over on Leisana, v'reach ha'eid shaker, they're nischayev in a chiyuv of malchus. So over there, I see that lav shein by maisa loiken alav, that could be a source to everywhere else that lav shein by maisa loiken alav. The Tosfos Shanz that holds that you could bring a Mekar from the Edom Zayman that testify in someone that is Chayiv Malkus Arboim, he could hold that although it's Mikoyach the Kasher Zomam that they're Nischayiv, but Soif Kol Soif, what does the Kasher Zomam say that they're Chayiv? They're Chayiv in Malkus. So since the bottom line is that they're Nischayiv in Malkus, that could be a source to Lav Shein by Maisa Loiken Olov. Next Inyan. The Gemara at the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis asks a question that how come in the Seif of the Mishnah by Me'idin Anu B'Shploini Shu Chayiv Malkus Arboim do the Rabbanon hold that he only gets 40 Malkus? Why doesn't he get Malkus for Loisana besides for Kasher Zomam? And the Gemara answers because the Rabbanon hold that Loisana is the Azhara Le'edim Zayman. Loisana is needed to be the Azhara for the Einish of Malkus of Kasher Zomam. You can't give an Einish Haguf unless you're over on Azhara in the Torah. So Leisana is needed to be the Azhara for the Malkus of Kasher Zomam. There are different ways in the Rishonim exactly how to touch up the Gemara's Teretz. Tosfos and Baba Kama, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, Divra Maschil Havalei at the bottom, says that what the Gemara means is that therefore you can't give two Malkus for the same Leisana. What's the kasha? You should give Malkus for Loisana besides for Kasher Zomam? No. Loisana already was needed for the Malkus of Kasher Zomam itself, so you can't give an additional Malkus for Loisana. Now, from this Gemara, it would seem that the Malkus of Kasher Zomam comes for being over on the Azhara of Loisana. If the Gemara is saying you're getting Malkus for Kasher Zomam for being over on the Azhar of Loisana, that sounds like the Torah is warning you don't say Eidos Sheker, and if you do, the punishment is Kasher Zomam. So it sounds like the Kasher Zomam is a punishment for saying Eidos Sheker. On the other hand, we proved from the fact that the Torah says that the punishment is Kasher Zomam, that the level of the punishment depends on what the Zmama was, that if the Zmama was to be Mechayev the other person Misa, then the punishment is Misa. If the Zmama was Malkus, then the punishment is Malkus. If it was Mammon, then it's Mammon. That shows, L'chayra, that the punishment is not Stam for saying Eidos Sheker in Bezdin, but rather it's for the Zmama, it's for the fact that you were trying to hurt the other person, and for that Cheparai Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, this that he was Mechayiv the other person in Bezdin, that's what he's getting punished for, and therefore it goes Behadraga according to the level of what he was trying to do. So how do these two things stim? On the one hand, our Gemara is saying that Loisan is Naz Hora Leidem Zaymimin, which implies that the punishment of Kasher Zomam is for being over on the Loisaseh of Loisana V'reacho Eid Shoker. It's for saying the Eidos Sheker. On the other hand, from the fact that the Einish goes Behadraga according to what they were trying to do to the other person, that shows that the Einish is for the Zmama and not for the Eidos Sheker. How do these two things fit together? So the Briskerov in Chidushei Agriz al Ashas in Tmura Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and so too Rav Shmuel over here in Siman Aleph, both say that of course the Mechayiv of Edim Zaymimin is for the Kasher Zomam, is for the Zmama, is for the fact that they were coming to hurt the other person with their Eidos Sheker. Just that there's a Tanai of Ein Einshin Elam Kein Mazhirin. You can't give a punishment, an Einish HaGuf, unless the Torah gave Azhara. So where's the Azhara? The Azhara is Loisan of Reacha Eid Shaker. But the punishment doesn't come for being over on the Loisan of Reacha Eid Shaker. The punishment comes for the Zmama. It's just a Tanai. It's just a condition that you need to be over on a lav. But the punishment doesn't come for being over on the lav. A mechudish dike musig. Pashtus, you would understand, ein oin shenelem kein mazhirin means that the oinish comes for being over on the azhara. The Briskerov and Rav Shmuel are both telling us that no, ein oin shenelem kein mazhirin just means it's a tnai, there's a condition, you can't give a punishment without being over on a loisaseh. But not that the punishment has to come for the loisaseh. The punishment could come for something else. The punishment is coming for this mama. And the loisana is just a tnai. The problem is that the Tosfos Shans in Baba Kama and Daled Amud Beis learns up that this, that Rabbi Yehuda says in our sugya, that Adam Zayman is a mekar, the lav shein by Meisel like an olav, is from the case where Adam Zayman testify on someone that is chayv Malkus Arboim. That Malkus Arboim from Kasher Zomam is a source that lav shein by Meisel like an olav. So you see from the Tosfos Shans that Malkus is for the Averas HaLoisase of Loisana. And that's how it could be a source that you could get Malkus for lav shein by Meisel. If you say like the Briskerov and Rav Shmuel, that the Malkus of Adam Zayman is really for this mama, just Loisana is Azhara for that, it's just a Tnai Ba'alma, then how could we learn out from here that Lav Shein by Maisa Loikin Olav? Lav Shein by Maisa Loikin Olav means that you get Malkus for being over on the Loisase. Maybe really Lav Shein Bei Maisa ain't like an Olav. But over here, the Torah said a new Malkus from Kasher Zomam. There's just a Tnai Ba'alma that you have to be over on Azhara. Okay. So for that, Loisana could be the Azhara to be able to get Malkus for Kasher Zomam. But who says you can get Malkus for a Lav Shein Bei Maisa? And the way we learned, even Rashi that says that the Mekar is from the Malkus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, it's not necessarily because he argues b'yisoid on the Tosfos Shans that the Malkus of Kasher Zomam is not for the Lav. Rashi could also agree that it's for the Lav. It's just, like we said, that that's not an Oynish of Malkus. That's an Oynish of Kasher Zomam. So that can't be a Mekar to Lav Shein by Maisa like in Olav. But Rashi is maskim that the Malkus of Kasher Zomam is for the Loisase of Loisane. So Hadra Kushan Leduchta, that if the Malkus is for Loisane, then why is it that there's a different punishment for every single type of Zmama? I thought the Malkus is for Loisane, for the Eidur Sheker. It's all the same Eidur Sheker. Rav Shmuel in Ois Reish Yud Zayin discusses how to get out of the Raya from the Tosfos Shans. So Rav Asher has a different mahalach in the sugya. Behektim, a yesodistic question. The Gemara says that Moitzi Shemra is one of the sources where Rabbi Yehuda learns out that Lav Shein by Maisa Loikin Olav. By Moitzi Shemra it says V'yisru Aisai that the one who's Maitzi Shemra gets Malkus, and that's a Makar to Lav Shein by Maisa Loikin Olav. What's the Lav Shein by Maisa Loikin Olav? What's the Lav that you're getting Malkus for? The Gemara in Ksubis Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph says that the Azhara for Maitzi Shemra is Leiseilech Rachel Ba'amecha. So that means, L'chaira, the Gemara is saying that the Pasuk of Yisru Eisai is Megala that you get Malkus for Leiseilech Rachel Ba'amecha. And that's how Rav Yehuda is able to learn out from Maitzi Shemra the Lav Shein by Maisa Loikin Olav. The question is that we know the Rambam Paskins in Perek Yud Ches Mehilchus Sanhedrin Alocha Aleph that you don't get Malkus for Stam Loshen Hara. The Rambam says that a Lav Shein by Maisa could go in Heilich Rachel is Einai Loike. You don't get Malkus for Stam Loshen Hara. So what's going on over here? If a Yisru is Megala that you get Malkus for Leiselech Rachel Ba'amecha, then why don't you get Malkus for every Lashon Hara? Kinira, the Briskerov was bothered with this, and therefore over there in Tmura, Daf Gilmam Aleph, he says by Maitzi Shemra also the same thing as he said by Adam Zayman, that by Maitzi Shemra the Malkus is for the Yisru Isai. It's a new Malkus from the Yisru Isai, just there's a Tanai that you can't give an Einish unless you're over on Azhara, so we have to find Azhara. Okay, what's the Azhara? The Azhara is Leiselech Rachel Ba'amecha. But the Malkus is not for being over the Lav. The Malkus is from the Yisru Isai. The problem is, but Lechaira, that's Nistar from our Gemara. The Gemara says that Maitzi Shemra is a Makar that Lav Shein by Maisa Leiken Olav. How could you learn out from here, Lav Shein by Maisa Leiken Olav? You're not getting Malkus for the Lav. You're getting Malkus for the Yisru Isai. Again, Rav Shmuel in Ois Reish Tezayin discusses this question. Mikayach, this question, Rav Asher wanted to explain the Inyan differently. If we see Halacha Lemaisa, that for Hoitzah Shemra, there is Malkus. For Stam Lashon Hara Rechilos, there's no Malkus. That shows that there's something unique about the Lashon Hara of Hoitzah Shemra, like the Pasuk says, V'yisru Isai V'anshu Isai, Ki Hoitzi Shemra Al Besulas Yisrael. The Torah is saying there's something miyuchid, something worse about this Lashon Hara that warrants a Malkus. Now, if there's a concept of Loyana Shakosov Elim Kain Hizir, L'chaira, it makes sense that you have to find the Azhara that warned on this thing that you're getting the Einish for. And if we see that by Maitzi Shemra, you're getting the an Einish for this special, unique Eifin of Lashon Hara, Vaitzah Shemra al Besulas Yisrael, so you need to find Azhara for that specific Eifin. So when the Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Mem Vav, Azhara lemaitzi shemra minalon, and the Gemara answers leiselech rachel ba'amecha, what the Gemara means, the oimik of what the Gemara means is that besides for leiselech rachel ba'amecha being koilel alav for general lashon hara rechilos, leiselech rachel ba'amecha was also mazir b'miyuchid on the special type of lashon hara of leimatzasi levitcha besulim. Meaning, Mikoyach Techiv of Parshas Maitzi Shemra, that's Mechayev us to find a special Azhara for this special type of Lashon Hara. And Al Karchach, the only place where we could find it is in the Lav of Leiselech Rachel Ba'amecha. Al Karchach, Leiselech Rachel Ba'amecha is Koilul B'Mesuyim, this Oifen of Lashon Hara, besides for the general Lashon Hara. Of course, had the Torah not written a special parsha of Vayitzah Shemra, I wouldn't have said that there's a lav b'meyuchid b'mesuyim on this inyan of Vayitzah Shemra. There's one lav klali for all Lashon Haras. But now that the Torah did single out the parsha of Maitzi Shemra and gave an oynish for it, al karchach, you have to find the azhara for that chiyuv. So that means Leiselech Rachel Ba'amecha Al Karchach has to be Koilel besides for the general Lashon Hara. It's also Koilel a Mesuyim Dike Lav on the Inyan of Vayitzah Shemra Al Besulas Yisrael. And this is Mavur in Taisis in Ksubas Daf Mem Heyamid Beis Divra Maschul Rav Yehuda, that Taisis says the Eloi Ksiv Yisru Leihava Mukminon Leiselech Rachel Azhara De Maitzi Shemra. Aval hashto de shaminon de loki mi ve yisru onu tzrichen limtzay azhara. Mukminon lei lazhara de loy onash elim kein hizir. Taisis says that we work backwards, as we explained, that once we see there is a malchus for hoitzah shemra from ve yisru, so we must find the azhara. Where's the azhara? It must be in leiselech rachel. That leiselech rachel, besides for being mazir on the inyan of Lashon Hara Bechlalius, it's also mazir b'mesuyim on the inyan of Haitzah Shemra. As if the Torah said, don't be Maitzi Shemra. So lefi zeh, it's not a stira that on the one hand you get malchus for the lav of leiseilech rachel ba'amecha. It's a mekar, mitzi shemer as a mekar that lav shemei meisel loikan olav. Although for stam lashon hara, you don't get malchus because the yisru was only megala that you get malchus for a specific oifin of the lav of leiseilech rachel ba'amecha. Only the mesuyim dika oifin of the leiseilech rachel ba'amecha of haitzah Hashem ral besulas Yisrael. But stam leiseilech rachel ba'amecha remains a lav shein by maisa she'ein loikin olav. Lefi zeh, we can say the same thing when it comes to the lav of Leisana as well. We asked earlier that the Gemara says that Leisana is Azhara for Edom Zaymimin. Azhara L'chaira means that you're getting an Einish for being over on this Azhara. That means the Einish of Kasher Zomam is for being over on the Azhara of Leisana. But the Aveir of Loisana is the same whether you spoke about Misa, Malkis, or Mammon. And yet the Torah says that Kasher Zomam, that the Einish depends on what he was trying to do. That sounds like the Einish is for the Avla of trying to hurt his friend and not for the Edo Sheker. How do we put these two things together? The Teretz is the same type of Yesod. We work backwards. Since the Torah said on Einish of Kasher Zomam, and it's not Shaykh to give an Einish HaGuf, unless you're over on a Loisase in the Torah. That means we have to find a Loisase in the Torah that was Mazir B'meyuchid on this Avera of Edom Zaymimin. This Avera, this Avla of trying to hurt someone else with your Edo Sheker. So al karchach loisane, besides for speaking about stam edo sheker, according to the Minchas Chinuch, even edo sachaydish, according to Bikiva Eger, only where he's speaking about reyacha, but even stam an edo sheker of reyacha, like the Ramban's case in Chumash, Omar ployni sheyitin lechavei reymona v'leikonu mimenu, which is stam being mitzayer your friend. You're saying about him that he's a mechusar amona, but there was no avla of being marshiah him, being mechayiv him, being putting on him a gemar din, shaloi kedin, which has a teiras mazik, that you don't have. But besides for that, there is a specific type of loisana, a loisana, a more chomerdike loisana, a loisana v'reacha eid shaker, where with this eidu sheker, he's being marshiah, being mechayiv his chaver, which has a teiras mazik, that more chomerdik in loisana, for that the Torah said, on oynish of kasher zomam. Of course, what we're saying is more gishmak, according to the sheet of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's anyway saying that the avera of loisana of reyacha eid shaker is an avera bein adam lechaveroi. It's only when it's loisana v'reyacha eid shaker. So on that we're saying there's two levels in being mitzayer chaveroi. There's one level of being mitzayer chaveroi, like the Ramban's case in Chumash, where there was no harsha. It's just that he was mitzayer him. And then there's a higher level of being mitzayer chaveroi by being mazik him, by being marshiah him, by putting on him a chiyuv. But even according to the Minchas Chinuch, you can still say that there's one type of loisana v'reacha eid shaker, which is an avera bein adam la'makayim, like eidos hachaydish, and loisana v'reacha eid shaker is also koilol an avera bein adam l'chaveroi of this mesuyim dika avla of eidim zaymimin, not to be marshia your friend shaloi kedin. So it, both things are true. Of course, from the fact that you see that the oynish of the Edom Zaymin is dependent on what they were trying to do to their chaver, that shows that the oynish is for the avlo mesuyemes, the bein adam lechaveroi dika avlo, that they're trying to hurt their friend. And depending on what they were trying to do to him, that's what happens back to them. But that's not a stira to saying that the oynish is for being over loisana, because loisana is koilol many oifanim of Edo Sheker.
Loisana is talks about stam edos sheker, maybe even edos hachodesh. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's only a bein adam lachavera dika avera. But even within the bein adam lachavera, there's levels. There's the bein adam lachavera, like the Ramban's case in Chumash, where he stam was mitzayer his friend by saying he's a mechusar amana. And then there's the more chomer dika loisana, where he was being marshia his friend, he was being mechayev his friend. He was matil on his friend, the Gemara Din, Shaloi Kedin, which the Torah considers a mazik. For that higher level of Loisana, the Torah says that they get an einish of Kasher Zomam. And this is Mefurish in the Ramban, on Daf Beis Amud Beis, that he says that this that the Rabbanon say, that Loisana is as Hara Leidem Zomamin, Hachi Ka'amar, Hecha Shehei Idu Boi Shehu Chayiv Malkis, Ein loikin elo arboim she'oinish oisoi halav hu kasher zomam v'hochi omar rachmano loisane v'reacha eid shoker v'i'ona v'asisem loy kasher zomam. The Ramban says that v'asisem loy kasher zomam is an oinish for the loisane. The Torah said loisane v'reacha eid shoker, and if you did, v'asisem loy kasher zomam. The Ramban says kasher zomam is an oinish for the lav. It's also mefurish like this in the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Loisasei, Resh Pei Hei, that he says that Kasher Zomam is an oinish for the lav. And also the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, says the same thing. Kasher Zomam is an oinish for the lav. But that's not a stira to saying that the Avera is the Avla Mesuyemes of trying to hurt his friend. Because, like we're saying, a lav can be koilul kama oifanim. Just like by Maitzi Shemra, the lav is koilul stam lashon hara rechilus, and it's a lav b'mesuyim on the special type of lashon hara v'itzah Shemra al basulas Yisrael. So too, loisana v'reacha eid shaker is koilul many oifanim of eido sheker. And on the regular loisana, the Torah didn't give any oinish. That's a lav shein by Maitzi and loikin olav. On the special type of Loisana, where he was Mechayev his friend, on that the Torah gave an Einish of Kasher Zomam. And this concept that we're saying, that Loisana is Koilul Kama Ifanim in the Lav, has a Mekar in Tosis and Shabbos, Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, towards the bottom, in the Ve'oid Hayaragel Itaretz. Now we can come to the Malkis of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza and say the same concept over there. The Velt clears the Chakira in the Malkis of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza like this. Do you say that the Malkis is for the Zmama? It's for this that they were trying to be be'avel the other person by making him a Chalal or by making him Chayiv and Galus? And for that Zmama, that's what the Torah is saying the Malkis is for. That's the Malkis is for Vihitztiku es Atzadik Veshius HaRasha. And the Loisana is just as Hara for that. Or do you say that no, Vihitztiku is Megala, that the Malkis is for saying an Eidu Sheker? The Malkis is for being over Loisana Vreacha Eid Sheker, for being over on a lav in the Torah. By clearing the Chakira that way, they run into trouble that there comes out stiris in the Rishonim. First of all, Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Bey says mefurish that Dishani Hacha Degali Kra Kedama Rachmana V'Hayim Bin Hakaisa Rasha Mechlal Delaki Mishum Loisana. Tosfos says that V'Hayim Bin Hakaisa Rasha is Megala that you get Malkus for Loisana, and yet Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph says clearly that the Malkis is a Kasher Zomam Dikedin. Tosfos asks that how's the Eidos of Ben Grusha and Chalutza good in the first place? It's an Eidos Sheyiyata Yochei Lazima. Tosfos answers, V'yesh Leimar, Kivan Deloikin, Havi Kasher Zomam. V'avi Shaprata Yochei Lazima. Tosfos says that the Malkis of Ben Grusha and Chalutza is Kasher Zomam. And yet Tosfos on Dalet Amud Beis said that the Vitzdikus Megal on the Loisana. The way the Velt clears the Chakira, this is Mamash Astira. The same Astira you have in the Ritva. The Ritva on Beis Amud Beis says, like the Ramban, that Vihitztiku is Megala, that you get Malkus for Loisana. And yet, the Ritva and Beis Amid Aleph brings Taisvis that the Eidos of Ben Grusha and Chalutza is considered a Eidos She'ato Yochai LaHazima, because since they're getting Malkus, HaMalkus Aymed Es B'Mokai Mazama. And he says the same thing by Kaifer on Daf Beis Amid Beis, that the Malkus is Aymed Es B'Mokai Mazama, and therefore, just like there's no din to pay Kaifer, they don't get Malkus either, because the Malkus is Aymed Es B'Mokai Mazama. The way the Velt learns, this is Mamash Astira. But according to what we're saying, it's very good. The way to clear the Chakira is different. To say that there's a tzad, that the Malkus is for Vehitzdiku, and Loisana is just Azhara for that, is very schwer, because the Pashtus of the Mishnah on the Avdalat Amud Aleph is that the Malkus is for Loisana. Rav Meir says there's Malkus for Loisana. And even the Rabbanon only argue because of Kedei Rishasa, or because Loisana is needed to be Azhara for Edom Zayman. They don't just say, oh, Loisana is a lav shein bei maisein like in a love. It sounds like Vitzdiku was Megala on Loisana, you get Malkus for Loisana, like the Ramban and the Ritva say on Daf Beis Amid Beis, that from this Mishnah you see that Vitzdiku is Megala on Loisana. Also, Rashi over here on Dalet Amid Beis says that from the Eidos of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Rav Yehuda learns out that lav shein bei maisein like in a love. So you see that the Malkus is for being over on the Loisase. That means that Vitzdiku was Megala, that you get Malkus for the Loisana. Therefore, the way to clear the Chakira is like this. That's Pashat, that Vehitzdiku is Megala on Loisana. The question is, how vait was Vehitzdiku Megala on Loisana? Is Vehitzdiku Megala on Loisana across the board that every Eidos Sheker you get Malkus for? Anything that's included in Loisana, according to the Minchas Chinuch, that would include even Eidos HaChodesh, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, not Eidos HaChodesh, but the Ramban's case in Chumash, Omar Ploini, Sheyitein Lechavei Raimana, V'leikonu Mimenu, is that also included in the Giloy of Vehitzdiku, or no? Do we say that Vehitzdiku is only Megala, that you get Malkus on Loisana for that special type of Loisana? The Loisana of Harsha'as Tzadik, the Loisana where he was Mashiach HaVeiroi, where he was mazik his chaver, where he was matel on his friend Gemar Din, Shaloi Kedin. For that, more chomer dike type of Loisana is what Vitzdiku was Megala on. Mamish like Kasher Zomam itself, just like Kasher Zomam, we were just miyasid, that it's for Loisana, but for the special type of Loisana, where he was Mechayev his friend Shaloi Kedin. So too, the Malkus of Vehitzdiku is also only a Malkus for that type of Loisana where he was Mashiach Tzadik. It's B'mokim Hazama Eimed. It's just like Kasher Zomam that it's also only a Malkus for the type of Loisana of Arshoas Tzadik. And we have many rayas to that side in the Chakira, like we mentioned in the Shir on Daf Beis. First of all, Taisus on Daf Beis and Bet Aleph asked that the Eidos of Megrusha Ben Chalutza should be considered a Eidos Shia Toyochei Lazima. And Taisus answered in the first Teretz, V'yesh Leimar, Kivan Deloiken Havi Kasher Zomam, V'avi Shaper Atoyochei Lazima. Taisus says that the Malkus of Megrusha Ben Chalutza is considered Kasher Zomam. Meaning the Malkus is for the Zmama, for this that they were Marshia him and tried making him a Cholol. And not Stam for Eidos Sheker Ba'alma. And that's why it's Bimkaim Kasher Zomam. Even though Taisus on Dalet Amud Beis, Divrei Maskil Barabanan says Mefurish, that Vitzdiku is Megala, that the Malkus is for Loisana, the Teretz is like we're saying, it's not a Stira. Avada the Malkus is for Loisana, but only for the type of Loisana of Harsha'as Tzadik, just like Kasher Zomam. Kasher Zomam itself is also for the Loisana, but only the type of Loisana, where he was being Mechayev his friend, where he was being Mashiach his friend. So too, the Malkus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is like Kasher Zomam. And the same Raya is from the Ritva. The Ritva in Beis Amid Beis says, like the Ramban, that Vitzdiku's Megala, that the Malkus is for Loisana, and still on Beis Amid Aleph, he says, like Taisus, that the Eidos of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is considered Yochel Lazima, because since they're getting Malkus, that's B'mokem Azama.
And so too the Ritva by Kaifer says that there's no Malkus by Kaifer because since there's no Kasher Zomam on Kaifer, because the Iker Eidos is Lashamayim, and Lashamayim it's Loimayla Vloimayr their Eidos. And therefore, it's not Shayach Kaifer either, because the Kaifer is B'makei Misa B'dei Shamayim. And since it's not Shayach any Kaifer, it's not Shayach the Malkus either, because the Malkus of Yitzdiku is B'makei Mazama Oimed. Now, of course, if they testify on someone that his Shar Muid killed someone, Avada, it's not worse than the Ramban's case in Chumash. They're definitely being mitzayer, they're chaver, but since there's no harshoas tzaddik over here, they're not being mechayivim anything, so therefore, there's no malchus. Another raya was from this, that the Ramban and the Ritva said that ben chalutza is lav dafka, because chalutza is only midrabanon. The Rabbi Kiveger and Kufay and Tess asked, but lemaisa, since midrabanon, they're passeling him, so avada, they're over on leisana. Again, Madoch, the Ramban is saying in Chumash that for just saying that he said he's going to give his chaver a mana, that itself is loisana. So definitely, if they made him pasul midrabanon, of course, they're ivran loisana. But still, the Ramban, the Ritva say that no, ben chalutza is lavdafka. Why? Because since we need harshoas tzaddik, so since midairaisa, there's no harsho over here, because midairaisa, he's kosher. So therefore, there's no Malkus. Another raya was from this that Rashi in Sanhedrin Peivav Amid Beis says on the Gemara over there that says that if a person just kidnapped someone else but did not sell him, if the halacha is that he doesn't get Malkus, so then the Edom Zayman don't get Malkus either. And Rashi asked, but why don't they get Malkus for Loisana? They set an Eidos Sheker on him that he kidnapped. Says Rashi, no, Loisana is a lav shein by Maisa. Rabbi Kiveger and Kusha Satsumis blibes Tzarchi and Gudel on Rashi. But if it's Dika was Megala, that you got Malkus for Loisana. Definitely there's a Loisana over here. They said on someone that he kidnapped. Of course, there's Loisana. Says the Ramban over there in Melchamis that Ein Eidem Zoymin Loikin Bakimas PM Belvad Elohim Kain Hirshiu Tzadik. Says the Ramban, Edom Zayman don't get Malkus just for saying Eidos Sheker, unless there was a Harshoas Tzaddik. And since over there they weren't being Marshiah him, they weren't being Mechayiv him anything, for just kidnapping there's no Malkus, so then they stam said an Eidos Sheker in Bezdin. But it wasn't an Eidos Sheker of a Harshoas Tzaddik. For that type of Eidos Sheker, there's no Malkus. That remains a Lav Shein Bei Maisa Ein Loiken Olav. And another raya that we never mentioned before is brought in the Sefer Berachos Avraham b'shem Rav Baruch Ber, that he brought a beautiful raya from the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. Abaye says over there that the reason why Edom Zoymin get punished even without Hasra is because of Kasher Zomam, since they were trying to be Mechayev the Nidoin Malkus without him being warned, because the whole thing wasn't true. So too, Kasher Zomam says that they should get punished without being warned. On that, the Gemara asks, Maskeflor Rav Sama Breder Rav Yirmiyah Elameyato Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Deloy Mi Kasher Zomam Komis Rabbi Liboi Asra. If so, when it comes to the Malkus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that's not learned out from Kasher Zomam. So over there, they should need Hasra to give them the Malkus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. They should need Asra. Omar Kra. And that the Gemara answers, no, the pasuk says Mishpat Echad Yialachem Mishpat Hashava LeKolchem. Since it says Mishpat Echad Yialachem, so therefore we say, no, you have to have one rule across the board. Says Rashi that V'kivon deroiv zoymim in lav v'nei asra ninu haninami leibohu asra. Since most zoymim don't need asra, so they also don't need asra. Says Rav Baruch Ber, wait a minute. But if the Malkus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is not a kasher zomam dikedin, if it's stam for saying Eidos Sheker, stam for Loisan of Reach Leid Shaker in general, so then it has nothing to do with the chiyuv of kasher zomam. How could you say Mishpat Echad Yelochem on that? It's a whole different mechayiv. Says Rav Baruch Ber, from this Gemara I see that the mechayiv of the Malkus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is also a kasher zomam dikedin. that Vehitzdiku was not Megala on Loisana across the board. Vehitzdiku is only Megala on the Loisana of Arshas Tzadik, just like Kasher Zomam is an Einish for the Loisana where you're being Mechayiv, your friend. Shaloi Kedin, the Torah said that you get punished for that Avla, so too the Avla of being Mechalel, somebody else, or being Mechayiv him Golus, for that Avla, the Torah said that they get Malkus. To summarize, we're saying that just like it's Mavur in the Gemara, that the Malkus of Moitzi Shemra is Alav Shein Bei Maisa Loiken Olav, which Behechrich means that there is a concept that Alav can be Koilul Kama Eifanim of Lashon Hara, and V'yisru Eisoy is Megala, that there's Malkus for the specific type of Lashon Hara of Hitzvah Hashem Ra'al Basulas Yisrael, so too, by Kasher Zomam, it also works like that. The fact that there's a Einish of Kasher Zomam in the Torah, and in Einshin Elohim Kein Mazhirin, that means we have to find a Lav in the Torah that spoke specifically about the Mechayev of Edom Zomimin, which must be Loisana. That means Loisana, besides for speaking about Edus Sheker in general, it also spoke about the Edus Sheker of Edom Zomimin, where they are Mechayev somebody else Shaloi Kedin. And for that type of Loisana, the Torah said an Einish of Kasher Zomam. So too, the V'hitzdiku es HaTzadik V'shiu es HaRasha is Megala on the Loisana, that when you can't do the regular Einish of Kasher Zomam, there is a Chiyuv of Malkus, but again, only for the type of Loisana of Hashoas Tzadik. Now, there's one question that needs to be addressed according to the way we're learning from the Gemara in Baba Kama, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara over there brings a machlokes of Edim Shehukcheshu Ulebesoif Huzmu. What if you have Edim that were contradicted and then they became Edim Zoymimin? Rabbi Yechanan v'Rabbi Lozer, Chad Omar Neherogin v'Chad Omar Ein Neherogin. One man Omar says that they get killed. One man Omar says they don't get killed. The Gemara explains that they're arguing in whether or not you say Hakchosha Tchilas Hazama or not. One man d'Amar holds that we say Hakchosha Tchilas Hazama. So the Hakchosha is the beginning of a process of Hazama, and therefore, since they ended up becoming Huzmu, they get killed. The other man d'Amar says, no, Hakchosha is not considered Tchilas Hazama. And therefore, since the Eidus was already Nisbatel through Hakchosha, by the time the Hazama came along, the Hazama found over here an Eidus that was already an Eidus Betela, and therefore there's no halacha of Hazama. The Gemara says that from the fact that Rabbi Lazar says, Eidim shehukhishu benefesh loikin, the fact that Rabbi Lazar says that if Eidim were hukhishu, they get Malkus, that's a proof that he must be the one that holds Hakchosha Lav Tchilas Hazama. Because if you hold Hakchosha Tchilas Hazama, since if they end up becoming Edom Zoymimin, they get killed, so it comes out that it's a Lav Shenitan Lazharas Misas Bezdin in this case itself. In this case itself, the Loisana can bring to Misas Bezdin, so therefore, they wouldn't get Malkus. The fact that Rabbi Lozer says they get Malkus shows that he holds Hakchosha Lav Tchilas Hazama. Says the Gemara, why are they getting Malkus if they were Hukchishu? In a regular case of Hakchosha, it's a Treyu Trey. My Chos is to Samchis Ahani, Smaycha Ahani. We don't know who's saying the truth. So why are they getting Malkus? It's only a Suffolk if they lied. Says the Gemara, we're talking about Bo Horug Biraglov. We're talking about where the victim, the one who they testified about that he got killed, he showed up in Bezdin. So since they were Hukchishu Bevadai, they get Malkus. Says Rashi, what are they getting Malkus for? Says Rashi, they get Malkus Mishum Loisana. Va'af agav delav shein bo yimaisehu. Ha'maisi beheder b'mesech demakis de Malkus beidem zayman ksiv mi v'yitzdiku esat sadik v'goymer. Meaning, v'yitzdiku esat sadik, was Megala that you get Malkus for Loisana. The question is that over here, you didn't fulfill the Tanai of Hazama. Over here, how were they Hukhishu? With Baharuk Baraglov. Bishlama, if the Malkus of Hitztiku was Megala Loisana across the board, any Edo Sheker, you get Malkus for, it's not a Kasher Zomam Dikedin. So then, you get Malkus over here, because they were over on Loisana, Baharuk Baraglov. We know they lied. But if we're saying that it's a Kasher Zomam Dikedin, so L'chayre, it should need the Tnoim of Hazama. It should need the conditions of Hazama. And just like by Hazama, there's no Halacha of Edim Zaymimin of the Einish of Kasher Zaman by Baharuk Baraglov. So why should there be the Malkus of Hitztiku by Baharuk Baraglov? On that, Rav Asher said, it's not a Kasha. Because you can clear this, that there's only a halacha of Edim Zaymimin if it was Nizbarer their Sheker through Edim Hamazimin and not through Baharuk Baraglov. What's the pshat in that? Is the pshat because if it was Nizbarer their Sheker through Imanu HaYisem, that's a stronger level of Sheker because they weren't there at all? Mashenkein Baharuk Baraglov, just their story was contradicted, but it's a lower level of Sheker. Is that the pshat? Or no, it's not the pshat that it's considered a higher level of Sheker. But rather, it's a Gzeres HaKosuv that in order to have a din of Edim Zaymimin, you need it to be Noida Be'edim. Like the Ramban says in Chumash on the Pasuk, in the Parsha of Edim Zaymimin in Shaiftim, of V'darshu ha-shoiftim heite v'hine eid sheker ha-eid sheker ona ba'achiv, says the Ramban, V'darshu ha-shoiftim heite, sounds like the judges have to look into this matter well, and through their being derish heite, it was nisbar that they said an eidu sheker. If it's Baharuk Baraglov, if the victim showed up over there, what's the V'darshu ha-shoiftim heite? So it's a gzeres ha-kosuv that it has to be noida be'edim. But not because Baharuk Baraglov is a lower level of Sheker. It's Gzeres HaKosuv, you need Noida Be'edim. And there's a raya to that sad from the Rambam in Perek Yudches Mehilchus Eidus Halach Aleph and Beis. The Rambam says, Mi Sheheid B'Sheker V'Noida Be'edim Sheheid B'Sheker Zehu Shenikra Eid Zaymeh. Someone that testified B'Sheker, and it was found out through Eidim that he testified B'Sheker, that's called Eid Zaymeh. Says the Rambam, Bamed varim amurim be'edim shehuzmu. Aval shtei kitoi samakhishoi zu azu ve'ein kan edus, ein oinshenes achas mehen lefi she'ein onu yoidim mihi hakata shakronis. Says the Rambam, why by hakhosho is there no din of kasher zomam on them? Says the Rambam, because there's no nemonis on the second group more than the first ones. Because the Torah only believed the second ones when they say, Imanu Ayisem. You see from the Rambam that had there been an emanus on the second group of Edim by Hakrosha, then there would have been a din of Kasher Zomam there too. Even though they didn't say you weren't there, they just said the victim or the murderer wasn't there, but that would be enough. It's not the pshat that it's considered a higher level of Sheker. It's just, you need to be Noida Be'edim. The Torah only believed the second ones by Imanu HaYisem. So why is Baharuk Baraglov not considered Hazama? Because there's a Tanai, there's a Gzeres HaKosuv that it has to be Noida Be'edim. If so, we can say a Teretz. That in the Parsha of Kasher Zomam, in Parsha Shoiftim, it says V'darshu HaShoiftim Heitev. Over there, there's a Tanai that it has to be Noida Be'edim. But in Parshas Kiseitze, in the Din Malkus of Edim Zayman, that's learned out from its Tikkun Tzadik Vershiva Sarosha, over there it doesn't say V'darshu HaShoiftim Heitev. So as long as they were Marshia Tzadik, as long as it was Nizbarer their Sheker that they were Marshia Tzadik, let it be with Baharuk Baraglov. But they could still get the Malkus for being Edim Zaymanin. For this that they were Marshia Tzadik Shaloi Kedin, they get Malkus of Edim Zaymin. And in the Malkus of Edim Zaymin, there's no Tanai that it has to dafka be Noida Be'edim. The problem with this is that the Gemara on Daf Beis Amid Beis says that what does Vitzdikus Tzadik Veshiva Sarasha mean?
Elo edem sher shiu esat tzadik, v'osu edem achrini v'itztiku esat tzadik demeikara v'shavinu lahani rishoyim v'hoyim b'nakos harosha. The Gemara says that the way to learn the pasuk is that you have edim that were marshia tzadik. They were marshia the nidain. Other edim came v'hitztiku esat tzadik, and they were matztik the nidain, and they said, no, he's the tzadik. And they made these Adam Zayman into Rishoyim. V'hayim bin HaKais HaRasha. So, L'chaira, the same way, V'darshu HaShreftim Heitev told me about the Din Kasher Zomam of Adam Zayman, that there's a Tanai of Noidah Be'edim. So too, the way the Gemara is learning up V'itztiku as a Tzadik is also through Adam. So why don't you say that the Malkus of Parshas Kiseitze, the Malkus of Edom Zayman, should also have the Tanai of Noida Be'edim. This is what's bothering the Ravid in the Shittim Mekubetzes over there in Baba Kamai and Dalet Amud Beis, and he says, Da'afal grav, da'ahu krav, b'hazoma darshinon, giloi milsahu, de'ispahu Malkus. Even though the Pasuk of its Diku, we darshin that it's talking by hazoma, but it's a giloi milsa that there's Malkus. Rav Asher touched up that what he means is that it's a hachra b'svara, that when it comes to the punishment of kasher zomam, which is a special kind of einish, which we don't find in other places, so there we say to get this special einish, there could be tenoim, special conditions how to have that einish. It has to be dafka noida be'edim. Masha'enkein, when it comes to a punishment of Malkus, which is a general einish that we find in Kol HaTorah Kula, over there it's mistaver that as long as you have the avla of Edom Zaymimin, that they were Marshia, the tzaddik, there should be Malkus. Mehechet teisi, that there should be a bazundra, a special tanai, that it has to be dafka nisbar shikram through Edom. My nafkamina, how was nisbar the sheker? As long as it was nisbar the sheker, they should get Malkus. Therefore, what we're saying is that the fact that the Gemara in Baba Kama says that there could be the Malkus of the Hitzdiku even by Bahoruk Baraglov is not a stira to what we're saying, that the Malkus of the Hitzdiku was only Megala on Laisana of Harshoas Tzadik. Because it is a Laisana of Harshoas Tzadik. Just you don't need the Tanai of Noida Be'edim over here. That what we said until now, for a Dover Pashat, that V'hitztiku is Megala on Laisana, and the Malkus is for Laisana. This is the Deya of Rav Rishonim. It's the Ramban on Beis Amid Beis, the Ritva over there, Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amid Beis, Rashi on Dalet Amid Beis, says that the Malkus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is for the Lav of Laisana. It's a Mekar, according to Rav Yehuda, for Lav Shem Maisa, Loikin Olav. Tosfos and Baba Kama, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis says this. Most Rishonim say that V'itztiku's Megala on Laisana, and that's the Pashtus of the Mishnah on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Rav Meir says that there's Malkus for Laisana, and even the Rabbanon only disagreed because of Kedei Rishasai, and because in the Seifa you need Laisana to be Azhara Leidim Zayman. There is a Shita Yechida of the Meiri that says a Gevaldig Chiddush, that the pshat in Rav Meir, why he says you get Malkus for Laisana, is because he holds Lav She'ein by Maisa Loikin Olav. But we who hold Lav She'ein by Maisa Ein Loikin Olav, there's no Malkus for Laisana. The Malkus is for V'hitztiku, and Laisana is just Azhara for V'hitztiku. Of course, the problem with the Meiri is that L'chaira, it doesn't stem with the Sugya. The Gemara said that the reason why in the Reisha the Rabbanon say you don't get Malkus is because of Kedei Rishasai, and in the Seifa because it's needed to be Azhar Leidim Zaymimin. Why didn't the Rabbanon just say we hold Lav Shein by Maisa Ein Loikin Olav? You have to say Bedas the Meiri, a Doichik, that the whole Sugya is the Rabbanon speaking Lidvar of the Rav Meir. But the Rabbanon themselves hold that Loisana is a Lav Shein by Maisa Ein Loikin Olav, and the Malkus on Daf Beis Amud Beis is for V'hitztiku. It's a Kasher Zomam Dekedin,
and Loisana is just Azhara for that. And the Meiri says the same thing by Maitzi Shemra. The Malkus is for V'yisru, and Loiselech Rachel Ba'amecha is just Azhara for that. So those Achroinim that said that by Edom Zoymimin and Maitzi Shemra, the Malkus is not for the Lav. The Malkus is a new Malkus from Behitzdiku and V'yisru, and the Lav is just Azhara. It has a Mekar in Rishonim. But as we said, the Shita Sameiri seems to be a Shita Yechida, but the Pashtus of the Sugya is not like that, like the other Rishonim say.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.